Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we've cleared the deck. We interviewed Scott Barnes. We've goofed off. We did in the news. We did the hot 5 at 5.
Tarleton State basketball and football.
It is now time for nothing but wall-to-wall NFL draft coverage here on The Fan.
The Bears are on the clock, and they apparently are going to take the entire time, which is just so stupid.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's what they said. So, I don't know.
7 minutes then.
Yeah, we got 7 minutes. 7.5 minutes to tell Caleb Williams. So far we've seen Roger Goodell booed. Eminem coming out as the ultimate human shield. The crowd goes nuts, and then they brought out all the Lion greats, including Barry Sanders, who now looks like he teaches high school math and sells remanded furniture on the weekend.
So for our draft gnome, we have a moment here to ask a few pressing questions. One would be, do you think we're going to get the first ever draft where we have four quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3, 4?
No.
You don't? So you think, so let's see, Patriots, you're thinking
Patriots
May.
Will take May.
And then what will Arizona do?
I don't know.
Why not?
Because I'm not a savant.
What are you doing here?
I do think Marvin Harrison Jr. is likely going to be the pick. It wouldn't totally floor me if they went Neighbors or Odunze. I don't think the gap is as significant as most people think. That said, Marvin Harrison Jr. is very, very good. Those three receivers would be the number one receiver in almost any draft. So it's a great year to get an offensive tackle. It's a great year to get a receiver. And if you're picking in the top three, looks like it's a pretty good year to get a quarterback.
So do we now think that you're a Niner fan, Ayuk will get traded?
I can't imagine you do that. I think they'll trade Debo.
Why?
Because Ayuk is a 26-year-old ascending player who doesn't need to be in a specific scheme where he's handed the ball as a running back. And you don't have to build a game plan around him for him to be productive. Debo, you kind of do, and Debo's hurt. Buck and I were talking about this off the air. It feels like Debo's hurt about 40% of the time, whether that's like he's not able to play at all or he seems dinged up and not right. He's 28 years old. You can get off that number, and I think you save like $7 million this year, $9 million next year. That's not a ton, but you can replace him with a mid-second-round pick that potentially gives you, over the course of 16 games, the production that he gives you in the 7.5 games he's healthy.
Especially in a deep receiver draft where, you know, in the late first round, you know, into that second round, you're going to have some players, you know, with Troy Franklin is someone that I don't think he's going to go in the first. They could be there in the second. You can get a lot of value in the second round with a receiver that you no longer need a receiver one because you're pairing him alongside a true receiver one, an ascending Ayuk.
By the way, I have to announce, because every year I think there are some listeners that really only care about what drop we're going to play to signify that we need to shut up and go to the podium. This year we've chosen our friend and compatriot here at The Fan, Jason Swigart. So you will hear this.
Hold on, everybody.
Sorry, I didn't know you were playing it, too.
Well, we double played.
It's a tasty echo right there. Maybe we stick with it, boys.
Hold on, everybody.
You'll hear that. And we all need to shut up and go to the podium.
Yeah.
What is that from?
That's his call when the lady pilots beat Gonzaga to go to the dance.
Oh, wow.
It's over, we think.
We love him.
Here's the situation.
They had to put time back on the clock in the WCC championship game.
Yeah. It was a good call. All right. First defensive player off the board.
That's a really, really tricky one. We could go a lot of different directions there.
And then what number? Do you think it ends up being 9, 10?
So the record is 8 in a row.
8, yeah.
No one's there's never been 9 picks in a row that were offense to start a draft. But that's a big question. It could be Leiatu Latu, UCLA edge rusher. He's very, very polished, but he's not an elite athlete. It could be the elite athlete who's not very polished as an edge rusher in Dallas Turner from Alabama. It could be Jared Verse, who's your big physical edge rusher but not real bendy. It could be Quinyon Mitchell. It could be Terrion Arnold, two of the best cornerbacks in this draft. It could be Byron Murphy II, the nose tackle, defensive tackle out of Texas.
I can't remember.
I think it's going to be close, and I don't know who's going to go.
I can't remember a draft where there has been this much uncertainty, not just at which defensive player is going first, but at which position. I mean, you think about it, there's no consensus edge rusher. There is a consensus D lineman, and that's Murphy, because there really isn't a lot of deep ones. But I don't think there's consensus on the inside linebackers, there's not a consensus on the edge rusher, and there's not a consensus on corner. So it's really, unlike the offensive side of the ball, where it does feel like there's a pretty clear pecking order, the defensive side of the ball, it's kind of a dealer's choice at most positions outside of defensive tackle.
And there's a lot of, this is an interesting draft for scheme fit. Once we get out of the elite 15 to 20 guys, the gap between player number 25 and number 65 is razor thin. Christian Haynes, some people have as like the 65th best prospect. He's an elite zone blocking guard. Some people have him as the number one guard in this draft. Other people say he'd be undraftable for certain schemes.
Hold on, everybody.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
All right. I know you like him, and you think he's going to be good.
I think he's going to be very good,
Do you think he's elite level QB in the NFL?
I was not a huge Trevor Lawrence guy. And people said Trevor Lawrence was generational. I told Suk, I think he's really good at everything. He's not great at anything. I liked Joe Burrow better in terms of guys that have come out in recent years. Beyond that, Caleb Williams is a fantastic quarterback prospect. They don't get much better than him. He has not thrown an interception on third and fourth down in his entire USC career. In the red zone for his entire college career, he's had 61 touchdowns and one interception. That one interception was a miscommunication on a back shoulder throw to Jordan Addison. Other than that, he has no interceptions in the red zone in his career. You do worry about the fumbles in his career, 33 fumbles, 16 last year. But when you look at Caleb Williams, when was the last time, probably Trevor Lawrence, that a year ago we went, this is the guy that's going to be number one next year? And that's what we were saying. Last year, we all said Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick last year. And through his ups and downs at USC, we go through an entire year. There was never a debate. He was minus 800 or something to be the number one pick this time last year. It never dipped below minus 500, 600. He's been the guy, and for very good reason.
Are the Bears back? Is he that good?
Here's the thing. The Bears won, I believe, seven games last year. They have a lot of draft capital. If you just give them an average quarterback with the upgrades they made this offseason, they could very easily, as Suk pointed out earlier in the show, they could very easily be this year's Texans. A Super Bowl contender? No. A playoff team? Absolutely. In fact, I don't necessarily think that's a bad bet if you love Caleb Williams to put a little cash on Bears to make the playoffs. I don't know what it is, but I do think this team, if they get average quarterback play, they're not that far away. I'm worried about the Vikings. The Packers are good, but Jordan Love now has film, and teams are going to watch him and start taking away some of what he does, and it's going to get harder for him. So the runway is there in the NFC North, potentially, for the Bears to be a wild card type of team, or a wild card round type of team.
And the one knock on Williams is that he plays off schedule and that he kind of runs around. And in Chicago, with their new OC, Shane Waldron, and you look at kind of his background, he wants to run a Shanahan-McVay-type system, which is predicated on run the ball, play action pass, get the ball out of your hands, and you look at what they've built. They've got a rebuilt offensive line. They have two very good receivers. They went out and got DeAndre Swift. They have a good tight end Cole Kmet, the big kid out of Notre Dame. So you look at their offense, and much like what they did with C.J. Stroud, this is going to be run the ball, play action, get the ball out of your hands, a quarterback-friendly system. It is set up for Caleb Williams to maybe be protected from the one thing that people want to pick him apart. I do. I think this could be a really, really good fit in Chicago. I think they're going to surprise some people and be this. That's what I said. I think they're this huge Houston Texans. This, to me, is a 10 or 11 win team if Williams is anywhere near what we think he can be.
And the difference right now between them and the next two teams picking, the Washington Commanders and the New England Patriots, who are very likely to also take quarterbacks, what we've seen the last few years is when you build the infrastructure and then insert the quarterback, those guys often have quite a bit of success. And the Bears should be commended for stockpiling draft capital, getting themselves in a position to get this type of pick. And now you look at their weapons, it looks like a fantasy football lineup. It's DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet. Those are weapons,
man. You got your right tackle. You had an offensive lineman to this group, maybe another receiver if they want to go down that road. I think they're going to spend that next pick if they don't trade down on another O-lineman. Telling you, this thing is built up to be good right now. And I know people are like, oh, it's the Bears. And all of a sudden, we love to hate on Caleb Williams. This is a really good spot.
And we throw around generational too often, just in the sense that generation literally means once in a generation. That can't be once every 3 years. But I do think Caleb Williams is once in a cycle, in a four-year cycle. He is a once in a four-year cycle quarterback. And I do think those guys sometimes miss. But there's a lot to like about Caleb Williams, and there's a reason that through all of this, even when people love to make up rumors that there are red flags and there are question marks, the biggest hit on him is that he cried and he paints his nails. The dude's a really good... And the reason for that is, when you watch the film, there's not a lot to poke holes in. You have to do the painted nails thing because you can't really criticize much else. He's a very complete player. And the other thing I like about him that people don't realize, he actually grew up playing running back and linebacker. He can take a hit. So he's not the biggest dude in the world at 6'1", 215. And he doesn't always just want to deliver that shot. But he is used to physical football and delivering and taking hits. And I do think that will help him and serve him well in the league when we compare him to a guy like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I've seen several interviews with him, and he seems really sharp. Like, there at some point, maybe during the Heisman season, he kind of got this reputation of being a little, I don't know, maybe a diva of sorts. But everything I've seen with him, he's kind of punted that right out the front door. Like, it doesn't seem like that sticks to him, and he's been... Because wasn't there always talk, too, that he wasn't even going to play in Chicago, and his dad's involved, and it's just a mess? He's been great.
But again,
what I've seen,
in my opinion, we have to do the part that you hate about the draft. We have to have narratives about guys, right? We have to say, this guy could be a bust. There wasn't much to say on film, so it became... Yeah. A character thing, because there was nothing else. There was no, man, he's really bad on third down. He wasn't. He never threw a pick on third and fourth down in his USC career. You can't say he's bad in the red zone. He's phenomenal in the red zone. You can't say he doesn't have a big arm. So it had to be, and the biggest knock I've heard on him is he wants to be a brand. Tom Brady didn't want to be a brand? I mean, who cares? Mannings aren't a brand?
My only knock on him is I don't love how much he plays off schedule, and some of that may be because at USC and that line, and it just maybe he had to be, and he tried to be the hero in every play. That's my knock on him. But I will say that, and I hate this comparison because you're talking about one of the best to ever do it, his off-platform stuff to me is the only person that I've seen, and again, it's only been 5 or 6 years, it's the only person that I would say compares to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the best off-platform, but I mean platform is 3, 5-step, 7-step, back foot into the ground throw. I'm talking about where you see the baseball style, the side-armed, the feet aren't good. No
Hold
one does
on,
it better
everybody.
Than Mahomes other than Caleb Williams.
2024 NFL Draft. The Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
Again, what a season he had. Combined rushing and passing over 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. He won the Heisman, the Walter Camp, the Unitas, the O'Brien, and Manning Awards, and was the AP College Football Player of the Year. You mentioned that he started at Arizona State, started three seasons there, two in Baton Rouge. So he's 23 years old with lots of experience. The frame, Lewis, is what everyone talked about.
All right, that's, by the way, that's Mike Greenberg.
Yeah.
He sounds...
It sounds odd.
Ancient.
Yeah.
Is he 85 years old?
No, I don't think so. But chalk so far. I mean, 1-2, zero surprises.
Yeah, we knew this. Yeah. But and you said earlier in the show, but worth repeating for new listeners who are just tuning in, Andrew Nemec is here with us today. And tomorrow, by the way, to cover the draft. You know, you're not high on Jaden Daniels.
No, and there's some stuff to like. I mean, 12,000 yards passing, 3,000 yards rushing in his career, the first player to ever do that in college football. In a clean pocket, he has a passer rating of 146.2. That's phenomenal. When he's under pressure and he does throw, his passer rating is 123.4. That's second only behind Bo Nix. Those are the things to like. The rest I'm really concerned about. He... And Robert Mays said this and put this beautifully from The Athletic. It's weird to watch his highlights and also take away from it, and everyone says the same thing. He is the least creative quarterback in this draft. He's going to throw to his first read, or he's going to run. If he does almost anything else, we've got an issue. He completed 70% of his passes accurately on his first read. Once he gets to his second read, his accuracy number drops to 40%. Oof. That is awful. The other issue, under pressure, for an example, Michael Penix under pressure threw the ball 71% of the time to a receiver, not threw it away. Daniels is at 36%. Only a third of the time that he's pressured does he throw to a receiver. Everything else is take a sack, run, or throw the ball away. That's really concerning because the NFL's going to heat you up. They're going to heat you up. And when they do, so far, Jaden Daniels a quarter of the time takes a sack, a third of the time he runs, a third of the time he tries to throw, and everything else is
when he does get hit, you watch his tape. When he runs and he gets hit, he takes bigger hits than just about anyone I've seen.
It looks like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
And he has said that he is not going to change the way he plays. Is that God's got me?
So that's the combine.
Yeah, but I think, can't the coaches get him to...
I certainly hope so.
Understand.
So
by the way...
He's not good on his first read. He's bad on his second read. And his over-the-middle numbers are horrendous.
Do you
He cannot throw over the middle.
Do you like the idea that he's with Cliff Kingsbury? Because that's the OC in Washington.
No.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was good or bad.
I think that's bad. I am not a big Cliff Kingsbury guy. So I just don't get this. And I was talking to Suk about this, and this has been brought up by a number of people. He is not like Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson is really good at feeling out the pocket, creating time, and throwing off platform. Jaden Daniels has an average arm, and he ran to throw. In other words, he ran to create time and threw off platform. Less, about half as much as Michael Penix, who is practically a statue as a thrower. So Jaden Daniels, as athletic as he is, he does not throw off platform, and he can't because he has a very average arm. All of that said, he's an electric athlete, and if he does figure it out, he's got a chance to be very good. But the tools are really concerning. He doesn't read the field well, and he is not a decisive thrower.
It's
and
scary
that's
that
concerning.
When your weaknesses are things that in the NFL really hamper you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's a big concern.
I don't like to throw when I'm pressured. I don't like to throw over the middle, and I don't like to slide. I love to take a hit, and oh yeah, by the way, I'm roughly 180
pounds. And I've said it so many times over the last handful of months. The NFL game really right now is about controlling the middle of the field, and it's where defenses are vulnerable. Defenses are making you go over the middle, and you know we'll see if he can adjust. And because there are weapons there in Washington. That's not a bad roster. He's got some guys to throw to. There's some pieces around him. They went and got Austin Eckler to be in their backfield as well. So it's not like he's going to a completely barren situation.
And when you look at it, he's not like Lamar Jackson, who he's a lot like in the way he plays and in his flaws and his strengths, was Justin Fields. Except Fields was bigger. Fields was a more dynamic runner. And Fields had a much bigger arm. But they're very similar numbers in when I throw to my first receiver, I'm highly successful. When I go to my second receiver, I'm in a little bit of trouble, and also I like to run way too much. That's his profile. Almost a carbon copy, except he's much, much, much thinner.
I don't see a poor man's Justin Fields being a ringing endorsement for Jaden Daniels.
Our draft gnome is not high on him.
We'll see. Bears, Caleb Williams, Commanders, Jaden Daniels. We're going to keep it here because the Patriots pick is in. They're about to reveal that. Fourth pick goes to Arizona, who is currently on the clock. Fifth, Chargers. Sixth, Giants. Seventh, Titans. You're listening to live coverage of the NFL draft here with Isaac Souk and Andrew Nimick, the draft gnome.
Yes. Now, most people think that this is going to be a stick and pick here, that they're not going to trade. This is going to be Drake May. Your thoughts on Drake May? Because I haven't seen enough of Drake May.
Hold on, everybody. Okay.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
1, 2, 3.
So yeah, it's the fourth draft since 1967 where we've had a quarterback go 1, 2, 3.
Now it gets interesting at 4 and 5. Yeah. Do we see more quarterbacks? Do we see trades?
Right.
You know, what happens? But your thoughts real quick before we break on May, because I honestly haven't seen enough of Drake May to where I feel comfortable, you know, giving it. He reminds me a little of the Justin Herbert where maybe there's it leaves something to be desired when you watch him, but people say the upside is just enormous.
Well, he is kind of in that mold of Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. He's that big, prototypical quarterback who runs well, who has tremendous arm strength, who can throw off platform. As you see, he's 6'4", 230 pounds. He's not super accurate right now. His mechanics need work. There are issues there. He's pretty raw. In fact, I think he's the rawest of these high-level quarterbacks. But when you compare his film at his age, and I believe he's 21, he might be 22, to Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels from that same age, there's no comparison. He has way more tools. He's way better than they were at that age. If you can fix him mechanically, he becomes a little more accurate. Again, very much the Justin Herbert, Josh Allen model. When we're talking tools, he can run. He's got a huge arm. He actually called out protections pre-snap, which a lot of quarterbacks don't do. He didn't have a ton of weapons at North Carolina. People love to talk about Walker, the receiver they have. But he was suspended by the NCAA for most of the season. The rest of his weapons were not very good last year, and he still made some big plays. I like Drake May. There's a lot of boom or bust here. He could end up flaming out the same way that Josh Allen, his first 2 years, was terrible. Well, where is he now? If Drake May figures it out, the ceiling is tremendously high. In fact, I think he has the highest ceiling of any quarterback in this draft, even higher than Caleb Williams, because he's a little bit more instinctual runner and he's much bigger.
So Josh Allen type guy.
That's
top level.
That's what the Patriots are telling themselves. And I'll say this, I think the Patriots know, like, we don't have the roster to support this guy right now. But again, when you look at the next few years of the guys who are going to play quarterback, do you really want to hitch your wagon to Shedeur Sanders as 1-1 with his attitude, the way he is, and the way he plays? Or would you rather get the quarterback a little early and say, yeah, we're going to be bad. So's he. And we'll develop him, and we'll take some time to teach him.
All right, Arizona's on the clock. We'll be back with that pick next. They'll be followed by the Chargers. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.